Sunny 101.5 News.
Good morning, I'm Jimmy Rosari. Cleanup efforts are underway in South Bend at the old Drury's Brewery that has been abandoned for years. This week, the EPA brought out crews to remove remaining asbestos from the remaining structures and continue the demolition that is left to be done. The former Drury's site has been an eyesore in the northwest side of South Bend for years. It's unclear when redevelopment will happen, as the EPA and city must remove 14,000 tons of debris. There's no word on how the site will be used after the cleanup finishes. A North Carolina man has been sentenced in South Bend to 14 years in prison after a January 2021 traffic stop. 57-year-old Keith Wigfall pleaded guilty to possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine. Police also recovered $47,500 in cash during the traffic stop. A search of his residence found over 1.5 kilograms of meth, 9.5 kilograms of marijuana, fentanyl, cocaine, morphine, and 9 other controlled substances, along with 3 firearms and an additional $30,000 in cash. Gas prices across Michiana have shot up. On average, it's now 16 cents higher in Michigan and 15 cents higher in Indiana than it was just a week ago, and more than 35 cents higher than this point 1 month ago. Patrick DeHaan of Gas Buddy says the end of summer hike is rare, but there are extenuating circumstances pushing the price closer to the $4 mark. DeHaan cites the Whiting refinery pushing up its maintenance by several weeks as one of the factors, as well as Saudi Arabia cutting oil production. DeHaan believes prices at the pump could start to drop before Labor Day. In a brief filing yesterday, a prosecutor for the Fulton County District Attorney's Office proposed a March 4th start date for the trial of former President Donald Trump and 18 other defendants. The filing states that the proposed schedule wouldn't conflict with defendant Donald John Trump's other criminal and civil matters. While the DA has given all 19 defendants until Friday, August 25th to turn themselves in to be booked, yesterday's filing suggested that they can be arraigned the week of September 5th. Commissioners in St. Joseph County, Michigan, have taken a step towards removing Mark Lillywhite as sheriff. Commissioners voted 6-1 yesterday to approve a draft complaint to Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The vote comes after Lillywhite made his first public appearance at the Board of Commissioners meeting nearly 4 months after he was charged and sentenced the same day to 1 year probation for drunk driving. During a press conference yesterday, Hawaii Governor Josh Green said he was taking steps to stop the attempted land grabs in the areas of Maui affected by the wildfires. Green said he has instructed the state's attorney general to work on putting a moratorium in place on land transactions in the Lahaina area. Meantime, the main road leading to Lahaina was reopened yesterday during limited daily hours, and the White House announced that President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Maui next week. Christopher Morel delivered a 4-3 victory for the Chicago Cubs over the rival White Sox with a 3-run walk-off home run last night. However, that celebration was tempered by the news that Cubs right-hander Marcus Stroman will be out indefinitely after an MRI revealed a cartilage fracture in his right rib. The Tigers pounded out an 8-7 win over Minnesota. West Michigan walked off the South Bend Cubs last night 4-3 in 10 innings. South Bend now sits 6.5 games back in the Midwest League West playoff race. Game 3 of the series comes your way starting at 6:15 tonight on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Jonathan Taylor has departed Colts training camp once again, this time to deal with a personal matter. The team, in a statement yesterday, said Taylor has left camp with permission from the club. Multiple sources say the current absence is not related to Taylor's contract status.
From the Great Lakes Heating and Air Conditioning Weather Center, Michiana Weather.
A few areas of patchy fog this morning, but otherwise a beautiful day, mostly sunny skies, high temperatures up around 80. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujo.